This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today's khutbah is about the current issues and how to deal with it, and a powerful tool that most of us forget about. And we're going to split this into two, tahliyah and tahliyah, meaning the purification before the beautification. We're also going to talk about how we can deal with it in a practical sense and what we can do to help. Keeping in mind that a true believer never despair of Allah's mercy, no matter how much that you see on your TV, no matter what you hear, no matter what you surf, no matter how many messages you get, no matter how many people die, it doesn't matter what happens in this world, we will always keep our heads up high, and we will know that justice will be done, and not in this earth, it will be in the heavens for sure. Rest assured, it's a promise, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bi'ula said that. And we are certain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means what it said. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took an oath by it, about the oppression, about the signs of times. Not condoning it, but at least realizing what's going on and how to deal with it. Because if you despair, you will lose yourself and you can't help yourself or help others. So some of us have to have to keep the cool heads and use the wisdom. There is a reason for everything that happens. And how to deal with it is the most important part. We cannot cripple or be crippled by anyone. We only bow down to Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula and prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula. We do this at least 5 times a day to remind ourselves, and we do this most of the time. We say everything before we move is Allahu Akbar. The adhan says Allahu Akbar. The iqamah says Allahu Akbar. Everything we're all about is Allahu Akbar. The first thing you heard when you're born is Allahu Akbar. The first thing was the adhan in your right ear by your own father. The second reason for your creation, to remind you that the first thing you want to hear is Tawheed, monotheism, and Allahu Akbar. God is greater. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, I am the greatest there is. If Allah is with you, who is against you? But if Allah is against you, who is with you? So let us keep that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula and have that powerful tool that we'll talk about today briefly, inshallah. So too many people are making dua. The young and the old, men, women, everyone, children, is making dua. But then you wonder, how come not one of us is salih? Not one of us is make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts? What's going on? And you start shaking your head, it messes with your head. And shaitan comes, puts doubts in your mind. So we'll go back in history a little bit and find out in the second khutbah, inshallah, to give this its due right. Because in the second khutbah today, we will have to talk about something that's practical. So we cannot give its due right in one khutbah alone. One time, one day, Tabi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, Ibrahim ibn al-Adham, was walking in the marketplace. And he was asked, Ya Imam, we ask Allah, but the dua is not answered. Why? How come? He says, "Matat qulubukum." Your hearts have died, deceased. They're sealed. For 10 reasons, he says. عَرَفْتُمُ اللَّهِ وَلَمْ تُؤَدُّ حَقَّهِ. We'll go through them quickly, inshallah, and go into details in some of them, inshallah. You knew who Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula is, but you didn't give him due rights. حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. None. We'll come back to that, inshallah. Siz okuratumul Kur'an, you knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the due rights is given is not. وَقَرَأْتُمُ الْقُرْآنِ وَلَمْ تَعْمَلُوا بِهِ. You read the Qur'an, but we don't act accordingly. وَزَعَمْتُمْ حُبُّكُمْ لِنَبِيُّكُمْ وَتَرَكْتُمْ سُنَّتَهُ. You declare, you're boasting, and you're actually saying, I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. زَعَمْت. You're just claiming that you love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَتَرَكْتُمْ سُنَّتَهُ. But you left his sunnah, his path, his way of life, his actions, his behaviors, his embodied everything. And قُلْتُمْ أَنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ عَدُوٌ لَنَا وَوَافَقْتُمُوهُ. But you said shaitan is our enemy, our manifested enemy, very clear enemy. But you agreed with him. وَعَرَفْتُمْ أَنَّ الْمَوْتَ حَقٌّ وَلَمْ تَسْتَعِدُّوا لَهُ. You know that death is truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Kahf is telling you that. وَجَاءَتْ in the past tense, سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. The truth of death is coming. This anguish of death is coming. حَقٌّ. There's no doubt. الْحَقُّ أَنَّكَ سَتَمُوتُ. We talked about this before. The truth that we will die, the truth is that nobody can help you. The truth is no doctor can help you. No ruqya can help you. قِيلَ مَنْ رَابُ. Who will give you ruqya? Who will raise up with the spirit? Nobody. Nobody can help you. وَزَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّكْتُمْ اشْتَقْتُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمْ تَعْمَلُوا لَهَا. You're actually claiming that I love Jannah. I want to go to Jannah. Ya Rabb, give me Jannah. We're supposed to say this 7 times after Fajr and Maghrib. Ajidna min al-nar, keep us away from al-fire, and grant us Jannah. But we haven't worked towards it. And وَخِفْتُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ وَلَمْ تَهْرَبُوا مِنْهَا أَوْ تَفِرُّوا مِنْهَا. And you're afraid of the hellfire, but you don't flee from it. Your actions and deeds are not that. وَدَفَنْتُمْ مَوْتَاكُمْ وَلَمْ تَعْتَبِرُوا بِهَا. You're burying your deceased, but you haven't really taken a lesson. There is no wisdom behind what we do. What lessons did we learn? وَأَكَلْتُمْ. And you ate the sustenance of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fa'ala وَلَمْ تَشْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِهِ. You take everything comes from Allah. Everything we have comes from Allah. But what have we done to actually be grateful to the ni'am, the blessings? Have you not heard the hadith? When you look at your brothers and sisters, what's going on? من أصبح آمنا في سربه. You just live, you wake up in the morning and you're secure in your household and your family members. معافٍ في جسده. No illness, you're cured, you can walk, you can actually talk, you can see, you can hear. You can make wudu, you can come to the masjid on your own. And you have your daily bread. Not the, I'm so afraid. What is going to happen tomorrow? The inflation rate. Do I get my job or not? Just you have your daily bread, the day today. The food of today. The bread of today. This whole dunya is come with the hadafiriha. This whole, you have the blessings of this earth. The whole thing. You have everything. You got everything in your hand. And it says, when you wake up in the morning, اشتغلتم بعيوب الناس وتركتم عيوبكم. When you wake up in the morning, what's on your mind? Oh, you know what? This brother here didn't do this, man. You know, his beard is not good enough. His soap is not high enough. The miswak is not there. And he doesn't wear kufi. Did you know that? Wallahi, this brother, he said this about his wife. And that wife, he left him. Why? Why is that? You know, he lost his job. I know why he lost his job. He's laziness. Maybe he drinks. He does drugs. I know the brother. Look, there's a bit iron there. Where do you get your nails? What, you have a run in your stocking. Everything we talk about is what we fish for faults for everybody on this earth. Look at Fasad book. Look at whatever. Everything that you have in social media now. Ya Salaam. Shaitan is coming into our homes. Easy now. Just your fingertips. But what we do is fish for faults for everybody else. And we leave our own. Subhanallah. Ajeeb. Ajeeb wallahi. Subhanallah. The time is up for the first khutbah, but the second khutbah will give you a little bit of roadmap, and we'll talk about really what we're here, what we're doing, and what the brothers are coming to collect for. And we all know what it's about. So think again about the 10. It's on a piece of paper. I've seen some people looking at it already. It's not meant for that. It's not meant for you, for this. It's meant for you to take it home. As a backup is what this Muslim of Allah said. To go back and place it on your fridge. And look at the 10 reasons why the dua is not answered. And we'll talk about the proof of that in the Quran and Sunnah next time, inshallah. But at least remember, this is not Quran and Sunnah. It's a qawl of a tabi'i. I understand. But this bilisan al-haq. There is truth behind it. And we'll go into details now, how the dua is answered to counter this. We're not going to leave you on the negative, wallahi, we'll leave you with the positive. Don't worry. But it's a waker-upper. Understand that if we have a stain on our shirt, we don't just perfume on it and leave. You have to wash it first. And then you can add the perfume. The reason you're actually declaring the shahada is that same thing. Al-wala wal-bara is in the shahada, as we talked about before. You say, Ashhadu an la ilaha, first. Illallah, second. You actually declare al-wala wal-bara. What is compromisable, what is not compromisable. This is called al-wala wal-bara. Same thing. At-takhalli, at-takhliya qabla at-tahliya. Purification before purification. That's what we're doing. We're saying, here you go. This is what's blocking this thing. So let's remove this block first before you go. How do you go over a hurdle? You don't headbutt. You actually remove the hurdle. That's root cause analysis. Look at the issues and resolve them first. Then watch out what happens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you everything you wanted and more. May Allah grant us a dua that is answered and alleviate the hardship of this ummah. Ameen. أقول ما تسمعون واستغفر الله واستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the 10 things I mentioned is on a piece of paper in Arabic and English. Please take one of them home or make it a sadaqah jariyah. Post it, reprint it, whatever you want to do with it is fine. There's no copyrights. It's a saying by Ibrahim al-Adham rahmatullahi alayhi, but we're just studying it. We're learning about it. But the most important part is that piece of paper, don't want to put it on the fridge and walk away. Act accordingly. Let's talk about these things. We said when we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some of the righteous says, you know, the people came in this Jannah and this dunya, and there's a Jannah in the dunya. But they leave without getting into the Jannah and the dunya before they go in the Jannah in the year after. You know what they said? You know what Jannah and dunya? Ma'rifatullah. To be able to know Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula, laysa bidatihi, we understand that part. But understand what that means. You live that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on your mind all the time. That you have this muraqabah all the time. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala muttali'un alayh, nadhrun alayh, Allahu ma'i. He sees me, he watches over me, he's with me. Al-khawf wal-raja'. This balance between the two. Knowing Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ula. That whatever happens, you're walking around, smile on your face, because you know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. You have this serenity. You have the taqwa. You have sakina. Because you know what's going on, it doesn't matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most wise. There's something. There is a reason. There is a test. Alif lam mim ahasib an-nas an yutraku an yaqulu amanna wa hum la yuftanun. You think you'll be saying, I believe, without you being tested? وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. And history repeats itself, by the way. Now whatever happens, whatever conspiracy theory they want to claim or not cover, or hide or hidden agendas, or certain sects are killing another sect, claiming that they're actually defending al-Husayn رضي الله عنه and Ali Bayt al-Athar. They're the one that killed the Husayn and then blame us for it. And then they say this, we will not leave unless every Sunni is killed. They boast about it. Rabi' al-Awwal. What method, what madhab, what sect, what religion tells you he can kill innocent women and children and boast about it? Shame on you, wallahi, shame on you. If it's not ala al-maru'a, al-rajula, what happened? Can't you wake up in the morning and say you're slaughtering children, women, helpless? And you tell me I'm proud of it and you boast it and you put it and in your hand it says, labbayka ya Hussein, labbayka ya Nasrullah, labbayka ya Bashar. Is this what you're boasting about? Amantu billahi wa rusulih. And those who come in their aid just to protect their assets, blow people away, fire them, kill them, it doesn't matter as long as we have oil. happened to Billah? What's going on? Isn't this insanity, ya Shaykh? Wallahi, it is. However, we always have to think of that, what happens after. Because we know, if this court case is here, there's no, forget it. Because the lawyer cannot be the defendant, cannot be the prosecutor, cannot be everything. Because in the UN, this is online by the way, the UN, the American ambassador is talking to the Russian ambassador. They say, have you not shame? This female is still in the Russian ambassador. Have you no iota of shame? They're talking. And he heard her. How could you be killing women and children? He left her. In the end, what did he say? The Russian ambassador says, the American ambassador is talking to me like she's Mother Teresa. Look at your own. Look at your own history. Look at your record. And it's true, ya Sheikh. Bottom line is, you're seeing what you're seeing. You're hearing what you're hearing. But you still have to say, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. Hasbun Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. That's your key, ya Sheikh. Doesn't matter. We have to say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We have to know justice will be done no matter what. Not in this dunya, as I said, in the hereafter. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, La dhulma al-yawm. Today there's no oppression. Man al-Malik, Aina al-Muluk? Where are the kings? Where are those who claim to be king of kings? The kings of the kings? Where will they go? Where will they run? Where will they hide? Have you not seen the others who are being killed? What did they take the throne? They're beneath the earth. Wallahi, they didn't take it with them. So we're here today to help our brothers and sisters in Syria. Understanding our duty. Understanding the power of dua, we'll talk about inshallah next time. But also understanding that we have to have something to do. If I can't help him in dua, because we say, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ تَوَلَّى أَمْرَنَا وَجَعَلَنَا كَالنِّسَاءِ لَا نَمْلُكَ إِلَّا الدُّعَاء وَالْبُكَاءِ. Wallahi, we will meet them on judgment day. They can take their thrones, they can take their castles, they can take their power, they can take their false army. They can take your nukes, whatever it is that they think, that they claim that they have. They can take it. But where are they going to go? إِنْ غَرَّفْتَ قُدْرَتَكَ عَلَى النَّاسِ فَلَا فَلَا تَنْسَى قُدْرَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ. If you were deceived by your own power, don't forget the power of Allah over you. Don't forget the lines that you have. Don't forget the noise that you make. Don't forget the gray hair. Don't forget the glasses. Don't forget the hearing aid. Don't forget the grave that is calling you. You know, when you walk on earth, as if there is a something calling the earth is telling you, بَعْدَ قَلِيلْ سَتَرَى صَنِيعِي بِكْ يَبْنَ آدَمْ. O child of Adam, you're walking above me now, but after a while you'll be inside of me and you will see what I will do to you or for you. But they thought of what? That أَلَّا يَقْدِرْ عَلَيْهِ. People are actually telling you that. These are presidents of countries. There's a مَنْ يَقْدِرْ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَقْدِرْ عَلَيْنَا أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. A president of a country now is telling you, if you can take Allah on, you can take me on. Amantu billahi wa rusulih. Ya Shaykh, what do I tell you? Among the signs of times that the people will lead us are the worst. The people will lead the ummah will be the worst. You will be walking on earth and you will tell people, so, ya salam, I wish I was makanak. You will go into the grave and you see your brother buried. So I wish I was in your place, man. Isn't that amazing? يكثر الهرج. You know what that means? Healing will be in abundance. Abundance. UN is telling this is a meltdown of humanity. Meltdown of humanity. You know, if UN is telling you this is a meltdown of humanity, they're not talking about religion. They're just talking about human being. A human being. You know, there's a difference between a human being and being human. They haven't even gotten that. They're not being human. They're boasting about killing innocent children. Ya Shaykh, wallahi. Lan Allah. Hasbun Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. Now, let's find out what Islam actually says about it. And we have to help our brothers and sisters no matter what. Whatever you have to do, do. If it's not in your dua, if you have something, money, you can give it. And that's what we're doing tonight and today, inshallah. Not your dua, you can listen. Get you on your MP. We have a petition that's going to get involved. Post it. Get everyone to petition it. This is your lawful means. At least we have the power for that. We can get all the UN, all the representatives of all the governments. to push to be able to save the rest of our brothers and sisters, no matter where. Is it Rohingya or is it whatever it is? It's too many. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the hardship upon the ummah, period. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us examples of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us a hadith. It's amazing, but they obviously don't know anything about it. وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. Five things are not combined except in one ayah. The scholars will tell you in this ayah. If you kill a true believer intentionally, they have nothing. They have no defense. Uzzal, they have nothing. They don't even fight you. If you kill a true believer intentionally, it's called fat taqib. You know what that means? Right away. You know, it's actually people think it's a long time they're doing this time and I'll repent and, you know, we'll go back in 50,000 years. Long time. Actually, if you die, it's your maita. If you die, it's your maita sughra. This is when you sleep. It's one of it. When you're actually buried, what happens? It's qiyamah sughra. Your judgment starts. Two angels will come and sit you up and ask you questions. And your place of heaven or place of hell will be in your grave first. Don't think you have to wait till judgment day. فَجَزَاءُ جَهَنَّمْ. And the proof that وَأَدْخِلُوا أَلَى فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. This is what the scholars tell you. In the ayah, he says, النار يُعْرُضُونَ عَلَيْهَا غُدُوًا وَعَشِيًّا وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Yeah. The Ali Fir'aun, the tribe of Fir'aun, the family of Fir'aun and so on, says they will be, the hellfire will be shown to them day and night. That's in the grave. And on judgment day, then that means it's different. It will be shown to them. Says they will take the lowest of the hellfire, which is the highest level. Subhanallah. May Allah protect us from that. So what do you do, ya Shaykh? Think about it. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in the Quran, that should keep you straight and narrow. If you kill an intention, a true believer, فَجَزَاؤُهُ. Your reward, جَهَنَّمْ. خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Eternally therein. وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angered with you. Can you imagine the wrath? Could you imagine somebody, if you made a cop angry? You're actually, you know, if somebody pulls you off, you really better be good. Yes, sir. Are you eye-biting me, boy? You're not going to mess around with anybody with a force of authority, right? Can you imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry with you? Not just a person that can give you a ticket or put you behind bars, or a judge or whatever it is. Allah, وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. Allah will be angry with you. Who can take God Almighty on? Who can take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَلَعَنَهُ. You know what la'anahu means? It's curse. A curse meaning, طُرِدَ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. You're kicked out of the mercy of Allah. And we know that you will enter Jannah by the mercy of Allah. So if you're kicked out of the mercy of Allah, how do you attain Jannah? And then, he's prepared something specially for you. Congratulations. It's not Jannah. أَعْدَدْتُ لِعَبَادِيَ الصَّالِحِينَ مَا لَعَيْنُ رَأَتْ. No. I prepared for my righteous slave something that you've never seen, you heard, and never pondered and reflected. No, I have prepared a grave punishment for them. Five things in one ayah for just killing one. Not plenty. Yeah? But they haven't heard that. Then Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says, a woman will be going to hellfire for what? She did all that stuff? No, she just killed the cat. Isn't that amazing? She didn't give the food for the cat. Died. Didn't let her go to eat from the sustenance of Allah. She imprisoned her till she died. That woman will be going to hellfire. Not eternally. She still says La ilaha illallah, according to the majority of the Venus scholars. But there's another hadith. It's a woman or a man that will be going to heaven. Why? Memorize the Quran. They did hajj every year. They come to the masjid five times a day. First line. They lowered their gaze. They don't lie. They don't steal. No, they fast on the nawafil and all of that. It says they quench the thirst of a dog. Imagine. Now, I assure you, our brothers and sisters are how much higher than a cat or a dog. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that in the Quran. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. Yeah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored us. Elevated us. Above all. Actually said that created everything. Everything was created for me. I created everything for you. Bani Adam, the children of Adam. But everything was created for me. So don't worry about anybody else. Just worry about him. So my brothers and sisters, today we're going to ask you for your help. Remember, quench the thirst of a dog, you'll go to Jannah. Quench the thirst of a brother or a sister that don't have anything to drink, anything to eat, No roof over their head, no clothes on their back, and the winter is harsh, ya Shaykh. So whatever you can do today, do for the sake of Allah. So on Judgment Day says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those innama nut'imukum liwajhillah la nuridu minkum jazaa'an wa la shukura. Inna nakhafu min rabbina yawman 'abusan qamtarira. What happens after that? Fat ta'qib right away. Fawaqahum Allahu sharra dhalika al-yawm wa laqahum nadratan wa surura wa jazaa'ahum bima sabaru jannatan wa. You've done this for your sake, Allah. We want to feed the poor, we want to quench the thirst. Because we on that day, what happened on that day? Allah will protect you on that day. Quench your thirst from Hawd al-Kawthar. Give you the food of Jannah. Give you sadaqah, come and share you on that day. 50,000 years. How much will you give on that day? Today is an opportunity to help your brothers and sisters. Don't cry over it. Don't blame anybody else. Just blame yourself of what the 10 things that we're doing. And that's with a piece of paper you take and turn it around. Start with yourself. Don't point the finger to anyone. Because if to be, it is to me. If it is to be, it's up to me. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيْرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيْرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change unless you change. Allah is good. You're good. Allah is good. You change, not him. It's we. So we have to turn around and go back and be the best, inshallah, and help our brothers and sisters. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it purely for his sake and accept from us and forgive us for the taqseer. Forgive us for the less of dua. Forgive us for the lack of help. Forgive us for everything that we can't. Forgive us for the لَا تَغْلِنَّ بِمَا فَعَلَ سُبْحَانَ مِنَّا. Allah, don't hold us accountable for what the others do on our behalf. But we do our best, ya Shaykh. Keep your head up high. Keep the hope and never despair of Allah's mercy. And do your homework on the 10 and give today to help others. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us all. Ameen wa akhda wa alhamdulillahi rabbil ameen wa sallam alayhi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in. Ya Rabbi, naka alhamdu kan ba'di lalih wajib alayhi wa sultanik. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad fil awalina wa fil akhirina fil mala'il amadeen. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wa a'izzal muslimin. Wa ali bi fadlika kalimata al-haq wa al-deen. Wa adil al-shirka wa al-mushrikeen. A'da'ak a'da' al-deen. Awqi' al-kafirina fil kafirin. Awqi' al-zalimina fil zalimin. Wa akhrijna min bainihim salimin. Allahumma ihfazna bil Islam qa'imin. Wa ihfazna bil Islam qa'idin. Wa ihfazna bil Islam raqidin. Wa la tushmit bina al-a'da' wal hasidin. Allahumma ihfazna min bayni aydina wa min khalfina wa an aymanina wa an shama'ina wa min fawqina wa na'udhu bi'azamatika نقتال من تحتنا. اللهم من أرادنا وأراد الإسلام والمسلمين بسوء فاشغله في نفسه واجعل الدائرة عليه وارنا فيها عجائب قدرته واجعله عبر المعتبرين وعظ المتعظين. اشفي صدور قوم المؤمنين لا تشمت من الأعداء والحاسدين. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على آله وصحبه والتابعين وأقم الصلاة.